is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained.
Next on News for the Soul, your spiritual life with Raymond Posch.
Raymond is a life mastery coach, writer, speaker, and host of the Spirituality Beckoning podcast. His book, Awakening to Wholeness, is a record of his exploration into spirituality and his personal awakening. As an avid speaker, his mission is to share his knowledge and help others to awaken to oneness and to make a positive difference in the world. Let's welcome Raymond back to News for the Soul.
Hello today to all of the listening audience out there, and welcome. Today I have another great guest here, and I have a good running trend of many, many different good guests on my show. And my goal is to help give the listening audience, you know, ideas that they can not just think about, but maybe tips to apply in their life. Please be sure to catch the full episode, which includes approximately 4 minutes of added commentary near the end. This is another episode of Our Spiritual Life, and my guest today is Judith Costa. She has really a pretty amazing background and bio. She is an unconditional love coach, and as I told her, this is the first time I've heard of someone describing themselves in that way, but that's fantastic. She's a seminar leader, writer, speaker, and she has a master's degree in analytical psychology and psychotherapy and an MBA as well. And she's a certified consultant and teacher and coach. And she could go into more of that if she would like to expand on it. But she's got a great background, and I'm looking forward to this conversation. So, Judith, welcome. And this is the way I always begin. I ask my guests to, tell the audience what what your background is, what you do, and what you focus on in your conversations about unconditional love, that sort of thing. So, but we've got 50 plus minutes to work with, so we can take it from there. But please, tell us about yourself.
Thank you, Raymond, for having me here. It's a pleasure, and I'm so excited to be with you today. And I mean, you had a great introduction. I love to learn. I don't know what else to say. I never imagined that I will be having this conversation with you. If you told me like 20 years ago, I had a different career. And I was focused on some other things in life, but as you said, something happened to me that changed my life and my career, and here we are talking about unconditional love.
Very good.
What I do really is to help people to connect with their essence, with who they are, to look at life from a different perspective. Not from what is happening to me, what is coming into me from the outside, the external life, more about who I am. Okay. And we always had these questions, why I'm here, my purpose, and all of this. And I help people to have a better relationship with themselves, to understand who they are and what they want. What are your dreams, and how you really, through loving yourself, can improve your life in all different areas. Your relationships will get better. You will have a higher level of abundance, more clarity, an idea of how to go through life in a state of flow and surrendering and not just fighting with reality. Mm-hmm. And that's my passion. It's not my job. This is what I do right now, and I do it very, very happily.
But the primary thing that you do is be a coach for other people. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm a coach. The title of Unconditional Love Coach came from a friend of mine that is a great copywriter. And if I say that I'm a love coach, people think that I fix relationships.
Uh-huh.
And I don't do that. I work with people individually to allow them to recognize what is missing in the relationship with themselves. And when you become your best friend, when you become the best version of yourself, your relationships automatically improve. And also because I started my career helping people to find their soulmates, that's my personal story. What my spiritual awakening came from this word, the soulmate. I read a book and then I was so passionate about finding my soulmates. And wow, it took me years to realize that love is not this conditional theory that we hold about I love you and you love me until we stop loving each other and then that's it. No, love is a state of being. Love is not something we exchange.
Yes.
Love is a conscious decision that we made. And we don't only love people around us, the loved ones. We love, or we can love it, everything that exists. We are all one and we are connected through love. Then my life really changed through this understanding that we have not only eternal partners that we can call soulmates, and we have soul connections and people there that love us until a point that they will help us to improve our lives, to grow, to become really who we are, just to really transform our lives until a point that there is this coherence between our potential and how are we living.
Right.
And that's great.
Right. Yes, by the way, for the audience, Judith told me that she is originally from Spain and came to the United States more than 10 years ago. So if you're wondering what her accent is, that explains it. And but you said some really great things there, Judith, particularly, well, you know, I did coaching for a couple of years, life coaching and primarily spiritual life coaching. And the thing that I know is that learning to love oneself is so important. One gentleman that I coached, he had, issues with, not loving himself. And as a result, it touched everything in his life, and that's, so he really began to work on that with my help. And that is so important. And, I know many people with a little bit of coaching can come to realize that is true for them. I mean, we tell, so many of us tell ourselves all these negative thoughts, about ourselves. We're a bad person, or we can't do this, or we can't do that, or, we just have a very, I guess I would say a negative language that we use about ourselves. And so to really change one's life, that's a very important thing to begin with. So,
yes, I totally agree. And the reason why my career and business gravitated towards self-love was because, as I said, I started helping people to find their soulmates, to find true love, people that were single, people that were in relationships, repeating patterns. And I soon realized that the reason why people couldn't find true love was because they didn't love themselves.
Mm-hmm.
It was the biggest block. I mean, we can continue talking about that, no? There are many other reasons, but even the clients that have awareness about this inner chat, like the negative inner or the inner critic, how they treat themselves, they usually say, no, I have a good relationship with myself. I love myself. And when we go deeper into what does it mean to have a good relationship with themselves, they realize that no. And I'm teaching this because I went through the process. There was a period in my life where nothing was working. I had a perfect life from outside. I was depressed. I started even having physical problems. I had a great job. I had best house, even an amazing husband. But when you are not able to be at peace with who you are, when you don't feel that you can really connect, when you forget your dreams, your desires, who you are, why are you here, then the rest of your external life starts falling apart. And we are educated and we see the world in a way that people try to fix the outside world. We find solutions. I don't like my job, then let me find a different one, a better one. Mm-hmm. I have problems with abundance. Let me find a place where I can earn more money. I don't have friends. I will go for different groups. And that's not the solution. There has to be an inner transformation that shifts your energy. And then when you are in this process of becoming aware of who you are and what is the state of love where you are at every moment, when you connect with this love that is who you already are, then your external circumstances start shifting and everything about you is transformed without the effort to make it happen.
Yeah. Yes. You know, that's so important. I mean, what I know and believe is that we're spiritual beings having a human experience. And as spiritual beings, we are energy beings, as well. And our state is very much reflected in our energy level, our vibration level. And so many people, as you said, they tackle the outside, the world outside themselves, without addressing and changing the world inside themselves first. And that's where they have to begin. So you're absolutely right on track with that.
Yeah, but nobody tell us how. I mean, I hope that the worship that I teach right now, or many of them, how fall in love with yourself, fall in love with your body. But I could find, when I was struggling, someone that will tell me, you have the permission to love yourself. I'm very analytical. And I tend to attract clients that are also very analytical. And the problem here is that we use our mind against ourselves. As you mentioned, this negative talk, this constant trying to improve our lives by criticizing and being hard on ourselves. We are our worst enemy when we should be our fan number one, our cheerleaders here and coach ourselves and empower ourselves. But no, we want to become better, but what we do is to make it difficult for us. The only power of transformation that I really know is love. If you're going to change, you're going to change because you love yourself, not because you have to, not because you should to, not because the society tells you, or your husband, or your parents, or it's because there is a connection with the inner power that you have within you that sees that you are bigger than your circumstances right now, that you have power to create a life that is totally different than the one that you are living right now. And right. That's the power of love.
Right. Yeah, I think there's great power in love. And I think we grow up, I don't have any idea, about, how widespread the issue is of not loving yourself. I think it's pretty widespread, but I don't know a percentage, it could easily be 90% of people, reach a state of adulthood and they have so much programming from school and families and all of this that's built up that they don't even realize that they are caught up in all their thinking. They are not giving themselves what they need, or they're not looking within for as the big thing, because they're programmed to look outside of themselves. They think the world is totally outside of themselves. And that's, you know, in my understanding, I would say that's not true. We have the power to create the way the world shapes up for us. And so what we believe and what we feel about ourselves, feelings can be so powerful.
Yes.
It's just so important. And it's something that people need to talk about and hear a lot more.
Yeah, but again, from outside, if you listen to these words and you don't know how to do it, it sounds like a great idea, but how do I start?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason why I keep learning. I mean, I'm constantly listening to summits and other people, other professionals like me, because you need to have tools.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand where you are. And we are so busy just doing.
Right.
That we don't get the most important reason why we are here, that it's just being you. But what does it mean being you? Okay, I'm you. Like, I am. I am who I am. Then why you want me to change? Loving yourself is not about changing. It's about understanding that you need your own love and your own support. That when things are not working for you, there is a safe place inside of yourself where you can go and feel comfort. And usually what we do is the opposite. We run away from ourselves thinking that the solution is far away. I need to become better. I need to work harder. I need to earn more money. I need to... Then it's very important what you just described, that we have a part of our brain that is not the conscious mind. It's the unconscious. All the tools that I have to work with clients go into that direction. Like working with dreams and dream interpretation and the past life regression and the Akashic records and all of these things. Why? Because most of the decisions that you make during the day are guided through this part of you that we call the unconscious mind.
Mm-hmm.
You think that you make a lot of decisions, but you go on autopilot depending on your programming, what you were describing, especially things that you don't even remember that you accepted as true from you were like very, very young. Like from 0 to 7, you don't have the power to really decide what is true or not. You believe that everything that an authority figure tells you is the truth. Mm-hmm. And then you grow up, and if you don't invest time in kind of opening this Pandora box and say, okay, do I still believe this about love or this about relationships or how I should be, or my religious upbringing said that, and who I am right now? If you don't check what do you believe, what is your belief system and what is happening, you keep reacting to life in the same way. There is no response because this programming is so powerful that you get triggered by the same things again and again, and you keep stuck in the same, usually in the same kind of problems.
Mm-hmm, right.
It's happening, but this is an opportunity that life is offering you to go deeper and say, okay, let me see what is happening in my life, and let me find a solution in a different way. And we can change this programming. It's there, yes, like in a computer, someone installed it, but mm-hmm. we can have like an upgrade and start living the life we want and not the life we have.
Right. So, yeah, you've touched on it here, but let me kind of come back to a basic question. You know, what does it mean for someone to love themselves?
To love yourself is to become your best friend. It's to treat you in a way that you will treat your best friend or your loved ones. And self-love is a big concept that includes many, many things. From self-expression, being able to express your voice, say what you want, your needs and desires, to feeling confident, like feeling good about the connection that you have in the world and feeling safe where you are. Feeling confident is not just having everything figured out. It's being afraid and continue living. It's about stop judging yourself and being so hard and building a sense of appreciation of who you are and what you bring, what is your uniqueness, and having fun in life, finding a way, connecting with others that allows you to really shine with your own light.
Right.
The sense of appreciation brings you to a sense of being grateful for existing. And there are many things that we can say about loving yourself and how you do it. And one of the things that I see in my workshops that it's missing, one missing piece, is the power of forgiving yourself. Sometimes we get stuck in life and we stop loving ourselves because we think that we have made such a big mistake in a relationship, in like something that happens after an action that we took,
right,
that we are not able to let it go. And one of the acts really that shows love for yourself is releasing. It's letting go. It's learning how to forgive yourself, but not because it's this idea of I'm a good person and I have to just let it go. No, it's more because we have the power to be free to create this new life that we are describing, a life that really includes the love for yourself, and to disconnect from events and relationships and things that happen in our lives and to start living differently.
Right.
And self-forgiveness is one of the most important tools. I will say that between forgiveness and self-judgment, like we have the two big topics that I found in private sessions and classes with people, and how the solution to that is to understand that there is no coffee for everyone here, that the path to loving yourself is unique, that it's a process, that it's something that you build step by step in really baby steps,
right,
that you have to take action.
Right.
You have to do it.
So do you talk to your clients about developing self-awareness?
Yeah, that's the only thing that can bring you the rest of the things that we are bringing about. Like when you realize, I call it like having a mindful approach to life, where you don't see yourself just as the main character of the movie where you are, that is your life. You also see yourself like if you are sitting in the movie theater and observing yourself and your life without judgment. Because awareness is the key to realize how you're treating yourself at every moment. Are you being nice? Are you being kind? Are you being understanding? Are you forgiving yourself? If you don't put the awareness, you keep going in autopilot. You keep just acting. You keep just doing and doing and doing and becoming busy.
Right.
Then, yes, thank you for bringing it. It's the solution to, or the beginning to everything.
Yes. Yes. I, you know, when I started doing coaching, I felt that self-awareness was the number one thing that that people really needed to understand and start developing. For many different reasons, but, you know, one thing is that they may be having negative thoughts about themselves, but if they're not aware enough of their own thoughts, you know, they won't recognize that. So to me, it really begins a lot with self-awareness. And I agree with you that that helps then to see self-judgment and see the need for self-forgiveness and so much more. You know, it's your relationship with yourself is first and foremost. And, you know, you have to tackle that first. It's not always easy to do for many people.
Yeah, because if you don't know what is the opinion that you have about yourself, how are you going to change it?
Right.
And it's like trying to see the design of the label from inside of the bottle, no? You don't have this perspective. That's the reason why I tell clients you have to zoom out and then see how you treat yourself. And then we have this information and then we can start doing something about it. It's like we tend to think that our worth, our value comes from the external achievements that we have, no? The opinion that others that validate who we are. Mm-hmm. But in reality, it comes from our awareness of who we are as spiritual beings. Like, there is a part of you that is divine. You are here, but you are not only human. You are divine, and that's the love that you are made of. It's this divine essence of who you are. Then when you become aware of that part of yourself, your life simplifies really a lot.
Yeah.
Because you still have to live as a human. You are here incarnated. You decide to come here. You are having this experience. But there is a part of you that is worthy of being that gives you a lot of, at least in my case, like I can take a deep breath and relax. That no matter what I'm doing, it's enough.
Mm.
It's okay.
Take a breath. Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's do it together.
I had a coach who really used that phrase a lot because it is a good way to pause and focus and gain awareness of yourself, gain awareness of what you're feeling inside. You know, am I tense? Am I feeling anger, you know, either at myself or someone else? You know, what's going on inside of me? So noticing what you're noticing is such a key important thing, skill to develop.
Yeah, there is an exercise. I told you I teach classes on how you can connect with this field of information that we call the Akashic Records. And there is a very powerful exercise that we do in the level one class, that it's, where is your mind? Where are your thoughts? What are you feeling? And that gives you the power to come to the present moment, to really know that you are always like all over the place, scattered.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
right.
You want to be here, but your mind goes there and your feelings, like I'm anxious, I'm nervous. And then it's very important to learn how to be in the moment with yourself. We don't have a relationship with ourselves because we don't invest time in being there. How are you going to know someone with whom you don't spend time with? They say, yeah, but I'm with me, like with myself, 24 hours a day. No, that's not the same of the relationship that you will have with someone that you are interested in. When you start dating someone, you ask questions. What do you like? You share stories. You want to know what makes the other person happy.
Right.
Then this is the kind of relationship that we have to develop with ourselves. Just not take it for granted that we are together. Yes, you live in your body, but doesn't mean that you know how your body feels. Doesn't mean that you know what your thoughts are about or what are your wishes and desires and dreams. No.
You teach them to ask themselves some questions. Did I hear you say that?
Yeah. One of the powerful mantras that I tell people that they start applying when building the relationship with yourself is, what is the best decision for you now? It's something that you can ask in front of anything you have to decide. A big decision, a small decision. I choose a pizza, a salad. I choose to continue this relationship or leave the relationship, to stay in this job or to move forward. Like, for daily decisions. Why? Because when you give yourself the opportunity to have this space to think what's best for me, you're building the muscle of this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do I really want? Instead of, a lot of people are really connected with their gut instincts, inspiration, intuition, whatever you want to call it, but there are other people that they don't know how to go through this. Then you start building this muscle of what's best for me. I never ask myself, what do I need? What do I want? And this is a way of taking some time, like a deep breath, and think about what do I really want. And I come across many clients that they never do this. They always sacrifice for others. They always put others first. They abandon themselves in relationships. They don't know how to set up boundaries. They just live for the life of others without giving themselves the opportunity to create a life where others are really important, but they are also.
Yeah. So is there a process that you tend to follow with your clients?
There is a process and there is a uniqueness. And why I say that, because I can tell you 20 different things that loving yourself means. Then, for example, when I teach this workshop that is one day experience on fall in love with yourself, the first thing that we do is to choose the aspects that are most difficult for you in terms of loving yourself. And you work the whole day on those aspects, because if you try to improve the relationship with yourself, with doing everything at the same time is overwhelming.
Right.
Then you don't know how to do it. It becomes too difficult. You have to pay so much attention to many things at the same time. Then I tell them, no, loving yourself is like this tree that have different branches. And then we approach one by one all of these concepts. When, for example, stop judging yourself so hard becomes something that you can do, then we move into self-forgiveness. And when you learn how to forgive yourself better with everything that includes, I give them tools and practices and explain why, and we go through everything you need to do that, then we can move, for example, about having more like fun in your life. Why you have abandoned everything that makes you feel connected with life, or that your hobbies, your passion. And when we have like learned about this a little bit and it's included, then we move into the next one.
Okay.
That's the reason why I say the process is behind, but tell me what is difficult, what you are lacking, what we should start with, and then I'll address this first. Okay. It's not a concept that means the same for everyone. Loving yourself is not just, you do step one, two, and three, and everything is solved. It's a daily decision, means that when you get up in the morning, you decide that you're going to be at your side no matter what happens. No matter how difficult is the day at work, if someone is screaming at you, if you had difficulties in your relationships, that you are going to be at your side is a commitment to be more kind, to talk to you in a different way, to understand the challenges that you are going through, and to support you, especially in the difficult moments. Because when everything goes well, it's really easy to be at your side. Yeah, I love myself. Yeah, everything is wonderful in my life. But what about when I feel miserable? What about when I present challenges, when I have lost someone,
mm-hmm.
when I don't know what to do?
Right. How do you explain or teach? Teach is probably a better word. How do you teach someone why they need to love themselves in order to have happy relationships, or to even have a relationship with another person?
Yeah, it's very important what you say, because unless we change our idea about love is about, we have a level of love that is conditional. Let's come back to the idea of becoming an unconditional love coach. What does it mean? That we can learn to love unconditionally. Love means that it's always available for us no matter what. No conditions, no questions asked. I can love someone in spite of who the other person is. I can learn to choose to love in every situation, under any circumstance.
Mm-hmm.
That's the concept of we are all one. We are all one, united by love.
Yes.
But go back to the relationship that you have with your parents. That was not the case. With your first boyfriend, you didn't have any idea what to love was about. And most probably, even in your marriage or first marriage, we are learning through the television, the radio, the books, the magazines, and what we have seen others doing, this idea of, I love you while you are with me. I love you because you give me something. I love you because I don't want to be alone. I love you because it's good for me to be married with you. But there is a more powerful way of loving that comes with the understanding that love is not a feeling. It's a state of being.
Mm-hmm.
It's something you already have within yourself that doesn't depend on how much you receive from outside. Then our relationship becomes a partnership between two individuals that already love themselves, that they decide to share this love that they already have within themselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the more you cultivate this self-love, the more love you have to give to others. And I mean, I smile when people say that loving yourself is selfish, because I smile because it's a totally different approach from what I teach and what I believe. It's not selfish, it's just the opposite. The more love you have, the more love you bring to the world.
Right.
The more you are constantly in a state of love that can hold and support others. The more you live in this world where there is love around, you feel more safe and secure. You feel more ready to really bring what you want this world to be. That is a loving world, then start bringing this love that you want to see outside.
Right. Yes. All of that is so true. And you mentioned that, you know, I said something about we develop all this programming, but yeah, the relationships with parents are such a big, big influence in people's lives. And unfortunately, you know, there have been times when people, you know, were actually taught, you know, don't be so loving. I'm thinking of the way my parents operated. They were definitely loving, but they didn't express it too much. They were taught that, well, you gotta have rules and you gotta have all this structure, and it can definitely have a big effect on.
For sure, you're a product of what are your ideas about love, and you come from this programming because you don't know anything different.
Right.
And again, it's step number one, forgive yourself for everything that has happened. Forgive others that hurt you in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And then let's start a different way of relating with others. But the more you love yourself, the less needy you are. The less you are into the drama of relationships, the less you fight for power. The more understanding and less judgmental you are with others, because you practice with yourself.
Right.
And that's the reason why, instead of just helping singles to find their true love, no, their soulmates, I move into a bigger concept where if we all understand how to love ourselves, our relationships will be so different from the ones that we have right now. We feel constantly threatened by others. Like, you didn't speak to me. You didn't say that. We take things so personal.
Mm-hmm.
When others act the way they can, they love the way they can. Our parents did the best they could.
Right.
And sometimes we are still stuck from something that happened 45 years ago. I mean, come on, really? Do we have to continue blaming that person?
Right.
No, that's the moment to let go and move on. Move on into more love.
Well, you've said some very important things throughout this discussion, throughout the conversation about love. I believe, like you do, that there's a couple of key things that if we could really understand them, it makes such a difference. And it's, you know, it kind of comes down to understanding how the universe works, how it is. And, you know, you mentioned the phrase, we're all one. You know, I absolutely believe that completely and totally. We're all one. And I, another phrase that I use is, love is our way. Love has a power to accomplish and do and, you know, and change the world in ways that people just don't grasp until they get until they develop self-love to the point that they can open themselves and be more receptive to love and new ideas and many other things. But, you know, I believe that we're all one. Love is our way of, let's just say, making a difference in the world, experiencing life the way we want to experience it or would like to experience it if we gave ourselves permission. So, yeah, I think love is an underlying force in the universe that exists and comes from the Creator. And but we are so programmed to think in terms of fear and it's fear-based thinking and the belief in separation changes our world.
Yeah, I'm gonna take it to like one step further, if you allow me. Like, love is not only our way, it's the only way. Because love is the most powerful force that exists in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, we come from a programming, but the problem that I see day after day is that people equal love with relationships. No, humans are not perfect. Relationships are not perfect because it happens between humans.
Right.
But relationships are the way we learn how to love and how to be loved.
Mm-hmm.
And when you disconnect from the idea that love and relationships are together, no, love is always available for you. Love never disappoints you. Love is what you have inside and you are made of. And you connect with the source of love, then your relationships can change. Because the only reason why we are here, really, is to learn that.
Mm-hmm.
How do I relate in a different way that can I become more and more loving? But we see outside a different world, and it's very, very complicated for us to hold this vibration. Because in the moment, we leave our apartment, and someone starts like being rude or say something we don't want to hear, or we have problems, we disconnect from the state of beingness of love. And we went into the relationship one-on-one. Like, I don't like you because you did that to me. But nobody can really do anything to you. People just trigger what is inside of yourself.
Yeah.
And that's just another big conversation that we can have for another episode, another long conversation about why this happens. But let's say that it's the programming that it's there. Then with the awareness that you brought and less judgment towards ourselves, we start shifting into a state that allows us to be more love under any circumstance and less triggered by everything that is happening around. And we take care more of ourselves and we focus on our inner world and less into what people think about us or what I should be doing that society asked me or comparing ourselves with others. Then we live more into what I bring to the world and know what I take and what I need.
Yeah.
From the world.
And what you were describing there is really the difference between conditional love and unconditional love. If we can learn to have unconditional love for ourselves, then we can eventually learn to have unconditional love for everyone else. You know, I would say everyone else, but at least in important relationships. But, you know, to me, the ultimate is if we can learn to love the whole of existence unconditionally.
Yeah, everything is energy. You said we are energy, but everything is energy. Yeah. You can love the table. The table is energy vibrating at a certain level that looks like a table, but the plants, the animals, everything that exists is alive.
Yes.
And you can really be in a state of awe and admiration for this existence that you have and this world where you live in.
All right. So say just a few more words about Akashic Records, you know, 'cause that's something I've never really learned too much about. You know, I've not learned to tap into Akashic Records. So say a little bit about that.
You are invited, and the same our listeners. The Akashic Records is a field of information where everything about you is recorded. It's like the journey of your soul since its inception, who you have been, who you are in this lifetime, this present incarnation, and the future development of your soul. Then every thought, every experience, every feeling, everything about you is in this field of information. Sometimes I use the metaphor like your photographs are not in the phone, they are in the cloud. Then you know that they exist, but you don't have them with you, then that's this energy field. And anyone can learn how to tap into this field of information to receive guidance. There are beings there that control this information. There are emissaries of the divine, pure and conditional love. And when I say anyone can learn this, it's like there is nothing required about it, just a training. I have been trained to do that. And I train other people right now. And why is important this? Because imagine that you have an oracle 24 hours open to you to ask for support. Not only about the spiritual matters, about any mundane thing that happened to you. You can ask them for an action plan. You can ask for how to solve a problem with a relationship. What is the best decision for you in terms of finances or switching jobs or something that worries you? What happens when we die, how you can live better, what does it mean to love, then anything can be asked. And this happens in private consultations, or you can learn how to do that and just do it yourself and have these beings on your side that will really be there. They're not going to tell you anything that you cannot manage, and they are going to meet you where you are. And that's what distinguishes this from any other intuitive reading or mediumship or channel session. It's a very safe way to really receive the support, because we are all confused in certain moments. We are all overwhelmed by important things that happen in our lives. But the funny thing is how the universe put me together with people that they don't know what I do. They have never been in my website, and they ask for a session. And the topic of conversation is unconditional love, it's self-love, it's finding true love.
Mm-hmm.
Then it's kind of, we are there for each other. And what we know, it's important information for others that are in the path.
Uh-huh.
And that's amazing. And I'm kind of surprised. I learn in every session I do with people. It's not a tool, it's a way of going through life, this support of the Akashic Records, or Lords of the Akashic Records, or Masters of the Akashic Records. It's a very interesting...
Yes. All right, we're really out of time. So anything you'd like to say, and be sure to give your website.
Yes, I will say that enjoy every day of your life to the fullest. Don't allow anything that is going on in your life to take your happiness, because happiness and self-love are daily decisions. When you get up in the morning, make the commitment with yourself that independently of the hardships, external circumstances, the challenges that you are facing, you are going to be nice with yourself. Please do that for you. And if you need help, I'm there. In my website, you will find all the information about private sessions, workshops, classes. There is a calendar of events. And there is also a form where you will find my phone number, my email. Then don't hesitate to connect. The website is www.judithmcosta.com, J-U-D-I-T-H-M, as in Mary, C-O-S-T-A.com. And I will be so happy to connect with you and to know more about what's going on in your life and how you can be more loving.
Thank you, Judith. This has been a great conversation. I think it's so important to learn more about love, talk more about love. So thank you again. And
thank you, Raymond. Thank you for the opportunity. Has been great.
All right, everyone, and Judith included, have a great day and a great life.
Lots of love to everyone.
Lots of love.
As I did in the last episode, I'm now going to add some commentary about how to understand and apply what we are learning to the bigger picture of spirituality and life as a whole. We now can begin to understand the following. One, the universe exists as one whole within one consciousness. What some people call God is this singular, holistic, one consciousness. Consciousness is fundamental and primary. Matter is secondary. Every person and every being is an individualized part of one consciousness or God. As humans, we are having a material-based human experience, but our essence, our soul, is pure consciousness. Two, because of the wholeness and intelligence of both one consciousness and the physical universe, it loves the experience of life, and therefore it is inherently self-protective of that wholeness and intelligence. As such, it is benevolent to the whole and to all individualized life forms or beings within the whole. And it wants all parts of the whole to experience a good life. But life itself must be understood that it has a life cycle that involves both growth and destruction. Three, as spiritual beings having a human experience, we voluntarily choose to experience life on earth in order to personally learn lessons that help us grow. Our very nature is all about growth, and all human struggles and difficulties are encountered in order to grow. Four, we can think of ourselves as part of a great whole, part of God, and we are all inherently worthy and equal. So, in reality, we are powerful, glorious spiritual beings who, because of our human conditioning, don't realize our own greatness and the fact that we are all one. Learning this is now humanity's most important goal so that we can save our world at all levels, physical, mental, spiritual, etc. And when we awaken by learning that all-important lesson, we can begin to collectively create heaven on earth. We need to understand our oneness so that we can learn from our collective struggles and difficulties and can collectively grow and participate collectively in life at new, more creative levels. Five, this episode is helping us to learn that things are difficult in life until we connect with the source of unconditional love for the whole and use that learning both individually and collectively. So we must learn all about unconditional love and must also learn that individual self-centeredness must always be within the context of and subservient to protecting and nurturing the whole. We will continue this learning process in future episodes. Until then, I send you love and wholeness and many blessings.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.